you hold me back lamar alaf and alaf by the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, ha moicher bayis bevoti ori choyme. If somebody sells his house, even the house of a stay achuz or something that he owns a yashin from his father, but if he sells it in the city, it has a choyme around it, it has a new alocha. It's not like the regular stay achuz. But this has a locha that ha reza girl miyad. If you sell it, so you have a right to buy it back right away. And see, in the Gemara means at least 2 days later. But throughout the first year, you have a right to buy it back. And therefore, the Mishnah says, V'goyel shnei, kol shnei mosa chodesh. So the whole first 12 months, you have a lach, you have a right to redeem it back. And here Rashi says, in chidesh shiru, like a regular stay achuzi, you have to first wait 2 years until you could buy it back. Here the lach is adarav, you have a right to buy it back right away. But neither geese of alocha by ore chaymer is, if you do not redeem it, buy it back within the first year, then you lose it. Once 12 months pass by, then it's chalut into the lokeach, and it's like a steachuza to him. So now, the Mishnah says like this, ha-reza kimin ribis, v'yena ribis. It's a little bit like ribis, but not really ribis. Because if you sold your field, and then let's say you took money for the field, and then six months later you give back the field, so really it looks a little bit like it was a loan. That money you held on to for 6 months is like you loaned the money. And in between, the person that bought your field was eating the peiros. It's a little bit like he's eating the peiros, he's having like interest from the money that he lent you. So it looks like ribis, the Mishnah says, but it's not really ribis. Rashi says, Kishamatsu le moisov, v'tzech shana, like when the moicha returns the money back to the lokeach to buy it back, and v'yenze menakel eklum, the lokeach does not deduct anything, but he gets back his complete money, so lux now comes out as if the lokeach was using the field for a reward, the fact that he let the moicha hold on to the money for this year. So it looks like ribis, but really it's not ribis, like Rashi says, ribis le mikril ade alvo, floe ade mecher. Here it wasn't a real loan, here the pshat is you bought the field. So even though he gave you the money, but he gave it to Batorah Samechira. So if it's not called Ribis Diraisa, so therefore it's Mutta Midiraisa. But Midirabanim though would have been Asa, but here the Torah says it's Mutta. So it's called the Reza Kimin Ribis V'yena Ribis. Now, what's going to be the Mishnah says, Meis HaMoicher. Let's say the Moicher dies throughout his first year. So Lachar is Yugo Benoi. His son has a right to redeem it back. As long as 12 months did not pass by, he has a right to redeem it back. Well, that's going to be late Mesa Lekech, the one that bought it. He died. So Yigo Miyad Benoi, then the original Moicher has a right still to buy it back during that first year, even from the Yerush, from the son of Lekech. Now the Mishnah says, Ein Moinin Shono Hele Misho Shemochar. We only count this year now, Ein Moinin Shono Hele Misho Shemochar, the time that you sold it. Rashi's Gersar is, Ein Moinin Elamishor Shenimka, when it was sold. So Rashi says in case like this. Let's say Shemochra Reuven Leshimon Ben Nissen. Reuven that owned the field originally sold it to his friend Shimon and Nissen. Now the Shimon Levi Beir, a month later, Shimon, the first Lakeach, sold it to a second one, to Levi. So now the Chiddush is Kiv and Chagia Nissen Abba, when it comes to the end of next Nissen, means to fully finish the first year, or it comes in the beginning of the next Nissan. That means when Reuven first sold it to Shimon, a complete year passed by, that's it, it's Nechlap. Reuven cannot redeem it back anymore. And we do not say, listen, since Shimon sold it to Levi in Eir, so maybe the year for that second sale is up in Eir, and the first person could buy it back from Levi up until Eir. No. That since Reuven sold it to Shimon, and he sold it to him, and he sinned, that's it. 12 months later from that first sale, that's when Reuven loses his chusim. He can't redeem it back anymore, it's nechlat. How do we know this? Shinama, the Mishnah said, it says, Ad malois loy shana. Ad malois loy means to him, he's the first one that sold it. After you sold it, your sale of a year passed by, that's it, you cannot redeem it back anymore. Now, when the pasuk ends off and says, Kishuay mitzvima, it says, Ad malois loy shana tamima. What do we dash from the word tamima, complete year? It means to include, Lahavi yet chodesh ibur. Let's say it was an ibur year, it had 13 months to the year, two adas. So, lachar is, you include 13 months, a complete year. That's the Tanakhama. Rabbi Yemeno, Rabbi Yagana says, no, you did not give him 13 months. But Rabbi dashes from the word tamima, rather, You give it its year with its extra few days, meaning to say 365 days, the amount of days there are in the Chama. In other words, the sun year is 11 days more than the moon year. So every single year we give it the 11 days more of the moon year, meaning to say you give it 365 days. In other words, whether this year is a Shnas Muberes or not, even though really it is 13 months, he doesn't know from that. He told you only give you exactly 365 days. That's called Tamina. Rashi says, Bein Bishan of Shuto, Bein Bishan of Muveris, Noistin La Shinaf Levono, we give him the years of a moon year, but V'yamim She Yisairim B'Shinaf Chamal Shinaf Levono, which is 11 days. Now, Higiyo, what's going to be Yoim Shnei Mosa Chodesh Lenigolo? It comes the end of exactly 12 months, and the first owner, Reuven, did not buy it back. The lacher is, Ahoysa Chalutalai, it becomes finished like it's cholot now. It belongs to the one that bought it. It belongs to the Shimon now. And it's no more considered a Steachuza of Reuven, but now it goes over to consider like a Steachuza of Shimon. The Echad HaLakech, whether you buy the field, the Echad Nitla de Matana, whether it's given to you for Matana, if somebody gives it to you for Matana, in the ear, Sheesh Pechayim, has the same malachis, that if he wants the girl to redeem it back throughout the first year, he has a right to, and if not, that's it, it's Cholot Loi. Shnevet Apostle says, Latzmisus. The Gemara says, really, the Kur just said, Latzmis. It says, Latzmisus. Mashma, not only a mecher, but even a matana also. Matana is also included that if he gives you a matana, an ear, sheesh b'chayma, that throughout the first year he has a right to redeem it back, and if he does not redeem it back within the first year, then it's chalutin to the mekabel of the matana. Now the Gemara says, mas nisin the loike Rebbe, our Mishnah Lechur is not like Rebbe. Rashi says, that the Mishnah says, I raise a girl miyad. He could redeem it right away. To mashmi, even a filu boy b'yam shmei, the same day you sold it. If you sold it in the morning, and that afternoon you could redeem it back. So that's not like Rebbe. Sal Mishnah says that a moicha b'ayis abot yerachayim, I raise a girl miyad. Miyad is mashma right away the same day. So it's not like Rebbe Shita, because the Tanya would learn like this. Rebbe Yom, Rebbe says, Yomim, it says lochav Yomim tia gulosai. And he dashins and Yomim pochos mishnayim, can't be less than 2 days, meaning that the lakeach has to own it for at least 2 days. After 2 days goes by, then the moichah can redeem it back. For the Gemara of Rabbanim HaYomim HaYavdilei, the Rabbanim from our Mishnah Esmashmi could redeem it back miyad right away. Either Pasuk says Yomim Esmashmi for at least 2 days. See, he also know, with Rabbanim Old Miboylei, Miyom Liyom, and Misha tell us that you count a complete full year, you need a complete 12 months, miyom liyom. Rashi says, Shemachra b'yechad b'nisin, is a minin shon l'minya, we don't say, wait till the end of the year, till Tishrei, to Rosh Hashanah of the year, but you need a complete year from day to day. That's the word yomim. Yomim means it's a complete year from day to day. But enechnami, if you want to redeem it back the same day you sold it, you have a right to. So Mara's question now, so v'rebi, miyom liyomim minolei, how does he know this Rosh to say it's a complete year and not at the end of Rosh Hashanah? So he says, Nafkola Rebbe learns out this Rosh from another passage that says, Mi'ad Toim Shinas Mimkaroi, till the end of the year, Toim Shinas Mashpat, it's a full year, Rosh Hashanah Mimkaroi, for Loisha Minyan Olam, you don't count the year when the year is up of Rosh Hashanah, but you count the year when the year is up of Mimkaroi from your sale. So that's how Rebbe knows this. And therefore the word Yomim is extra to teach us that it has to stay by the Lekech for these 2 days. Rabbanan Simar says now for Rabbanan, what do they do with this? The Rashi says, Rabbanan Enoch and Ami, Tiivadi Miboy Lelohochi. They also agree that at time you learn out Miyomim Liyoyim. So what do Rabbanan do with the word Miyomim then? How could they say you could redeem it back Miyad? Either Pasuk says Yomim, which is mashma for 2 days. So Mora says, no, Rabban, umi boilei, shnas mimkori shaloi, voloi shnas shominyan oilam. True. They learn now, finad, toim shnas mimkori, this first Rosh, true, that shnas mimkori, you go boss a full year from your sale, and not the year of Rosh Hashanah. But the Yomim, what did they do with the word the Yomim? That they needed for Lemieis Leis, that's a Chiddush. That you have to wait exactly complete year, Mieis Leis. Meaning to say, if you sold it on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, 12 o'clock in the afternoon, so next year, when it comes Rosh Chodesh Nisan, you can still redeem it back until 12 o'clock in the afternoon. It's a complete hour-to-hour business. Not only day-to-day, but even hour-to-hour. That's what we dash from the word Yomim. That's what the Rabbanim do with the word Yomim. Not that you can't redeem it until 2 days, but rather, Rabbi, Yomim means the year is up by a complete year, hour-to-hour. The more explained, of course, Di miyat toim shnasim karoi, just from the words of ad toim shnasim karoi, having in I would have thought to say miyom liyomin. True, you have to wait a complete year, day to day, Rosh Chodesh to Rosh Chodesh. But maybe meis liyes loy, you don't have to wait the exact hour. Means if you sold it on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, 12 o'clock in the afternoon, maybe next year when it comes the night of Rosh Chodesh Nisan, that's it. The year is up. You don't need another few hours until 12 o'clock. It's called Rachmana, therefore, according to Rabbanan, the Torah writes an extra word, Yomim. It says an extra word, Yom, teach us, yes. So it has to be Mamish, Meyes, Liyes, hour to hour. For Rebbe, the Gemara asks the question, if so, the Rebbe uses the word Yom, teach us, yes, stay but Lakeach, for at least 2 days. If so, Rebbe, Meyes, Liyes, we know, how did he know this? He saw it in Meyes, Liyes. So Gemara says, true, Nafkli, he learned it out, Mi Tamima. He learned it out from the word Tamima, he learned it out. From Shana Tamima means a complete year, Meyes Lies also. For Rabbanan, the Gemara says no, that Tamima means that let's say there's an Ibriyor, the year has two Adas, so both Adas, 13 months, are included. That's what we do with the word Tamima. But we do not know Meyes Lies only from the word Yomim. For the Gemara of a Rebbe, the Quran doesn't also learn out Iburai. Why doesn't he use the word Tamima for Iburai? And then she used the word Yom Nefel Meisleis. Rabbi Nami Homi Bonali Burei. And according to Rabbi, he should need the word Tamima Fi Burei. So we should need the word Yom to teach us Mies Lies. Tamura says, no, Hochi Nami. Mi Yom Li Yom Mies Lies. Mi Yad Toim Shnafim Karinafka. Taka true. From the word Tamima, he learns out a complete year, even with the extra month, even with the Iburei. But how does Rebbe know to say Mies Lies? He learned out both drushes of Miyom Liyom Mies Lies from the word of Atoim Shnasim Korinavka. Toim Shnas means a complete year. Complete means not only day to day, but also hour to hour. So if according to Rebbe, the word Yomim is extra, see Dashers from the word Yomim, meaning to say the sale has to be for at least 2 days. And not like our Mishnah, that the Moichi cannot redeem it back the first 2 days. That's the Machloikis. What do we do with the word Yomim? Then the Mishnah says, Harezek min ribis, that the type of a sale, when you sell a house of a bati yorechayma, it's like ribis, but it's really not ribis. And Rashi explained, because it's only a mecher, it's not a halvor. So Mora says, I've what Tanya learned in a brayis, Harezu ribis gemura, no, the mikra did, this is a case of mamish and issa of ribis gemur, real ribis. Just elishatur etirasa, here it's a special halacha. The Torah says you're allowed to buy back your soda of a bati yorechayma. So even though the maisa should be in this ribis, here the Torah said it's muta. But not for a special, after our Torah with the price of mashma, there would be in this ribis, even though it's bemecher. You see, bemecher also is in this ribis, midiraisa. So Gemara says, Omer Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon says, Lakash, there's no stira, I tell you here. Halem to you, Ho Rabbi Yehuda Barabonin, that the Bryce that goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, that knows that Sadech HaBeribis is also, and the Mishnah goes according to Rabbanan Shita, that Sadech HaBeribis is Mutter. The Tanya will learn like this, Harei Shehoye Noise Bechavei Raimona. Let's say you borrowed $100 from somebody. You owe somebody $100. For your Soloi, Sadeyu Mecher, and you gave him your field for a mashkin, like a mecher, as if he's selling him the field and telling him, if I do not pay you back the money, you could hold on to the field. So it's like this. Bizman sheha moicher oichel peris. If the moicher, the one that gave the field, eats the peris, muta. There's no ribis involved. Lekeach oichel peris. That's it, lekeach. The one that's taking the field right now, he eats the peris. So that's also. Why? Because it's mechseik ribis. because Lamaisa are the tzad to say that he pays you up, so then you have to give back the field. So how did you have a right to eat the peiris? Elamai the peiris you went to the peiris rivers. So therefore it's also. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Af bizman shalakech eich peiris, even when lakech eats the peiris, still mutter. Still it's mutter. So if I care what I said though. So Rabbi Yehuda is the one that's mekel, he's the one that says that tzad eich beribis is mutter. So our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, and the Braita goes according to Rabbanit. Rashi explains like this. Mas nitzna tell you is Rabbi Yehuda. The Yomar Tzadech HaBeribis is Mutter. The Ribis HaBoi De Mecher, Ribis that comes through a sale, is Kori Tzadech. It's only called one way. There's like two sides here. One side may be Ribis, one side will not be. But Shem Diyem Bola De Ribis Mishnei Tzadim. Why? Because Shem Lo Yigalenu, if you did not redeem the field back, but rather Batechlet Lo, you let the person keep the field for the payment of the loan, hey, then there's no Ribis. That was the payment back. Aval halvot by Mashen Kain, the tzad ribis is, on the tzad you do pay him back the money later. And then you get the field back. So then it's considered the peiros that he ate in between was like ribis. So by Necher, it depends what's going to happen later, whether there'll be ribis or not. So that's the machlekes, and that's called ribis or not. Aval halvot, when I lent you money, vadebol de ribis. Shen nechletes lelem, you never keep it, you always have to return it back. So Rashi explains, Vyosla Sada Mecha means, Shemaskin Loisadeyu Aloisimona. You make a mashkin, you lend him your field. The cost of loan, you write like this, that if I don't give you back the money, within 3 years you have a right to keep the field. So therefore, the much, Shemaycha Reparis is no problem. The Reparis also, why Rashi says, because the Tzad, Shem Yigalenu, maybe at the end you will redeem the field back and you pay back the money. But take the middle of 3 years. So it comes out that all the crops that Lekech ate in between was the Teres Ribis. So that's the Rabbanan Shita that Tzadech Ribis is also. That's the Zbraisa. And the Mishnah that says, no, it's Muta, that goes according to Abhuda, that by Mechra, it's always called Tzadech Ribis, that's always Muta. I think what it says, Amr Abhuda says that Maisa once happened this case, Bebisus Ben Zoinin, that Shosa Sadeu Mechra, the same thing, that he lent money from somebody, and then he gave him his field, and he told the person, like, if I don't pay back within 3 years, you could keep the field. So Zosa Sadeya Mecher, Apir of Lozab Nezaya, according to Lozab Nezaya, and the case there was, Vulakei Chaycho Peris, Tatsadurai Trab Yudo, Tatsadecha Bribisus Muta, that even though the Lakei ate the Peris in between, even though it's possible that the Mecher will give back the money, they don't take back his field. So it comes out lakech like had hanor from the parents in between. But since it's only tzadech ribis, I day mecher, therefore it's mutter. So it's a riot from Yehuda. So Morris says, Omruloi, the Chum said back, no, Mishomrei, is there any proof from over there? They said the story was just the opposite. That the story was, Moicher, Oicher, Paris, Oye, the other case was, the Moicher at the Paris, Fuller, Lakeach. And therefore, there's no proof that Tzadech HaBeribis, it could be Tzadech HaBeribis is also. And it was not Lakeach that's eating, but rather the Meicher, Sim for sure, is not taking any interest. So Mor says, Mai Bunayu, what's the difference between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir, and between the Chomim? The Machlokes says, Tzadech HaBeribis, Hika Bunayu. Hika Bunayu, that's the difference. Tanakam is so, but Tzadech HaBeribis is also. That's the Chom Shita, Tzadech HaBeribis is also. Therefore, if you give your field for a mashkin, even though it's possible that you let it stay by him, and then it won't come with their ribis. But since it's possible you may redeem it back and give him money, then it would come out the Paris Lakeched in between look like ribis, so that's also. If you deserve a note, Tzadech HaBeribis is muta, since it's not for sure going to be ribis. It's possible when you give him your field for the mashkin, he may keep the field forever. You may never pay him back, and therefore it's no ribis. But since it's a Tzadech, only one side, and the Derech Mecher, therefore Rabbi Yehuda holds its Mutter. Furthermore, says, Rabbi says, to Kuli Yam, everybody agrees, he holds, even Rabbi Yehuda would agree, that Tzadech HaBeribis is also. And Rashi explains to me to say, Ki Haigav, like in this case, also, Hoyle Mikore Beteres Halvor, also Liyodai. Like in this case, here was that Reuven first borrowed $1,000 from Shimon. And then Reuven gave his field to Shimon Bateras HaMashkin, Bateras HaMecha, to say that if I don't pay you back within 3 years, you can keep it. But it started out here to be through a loan that first Reuven borrowed $1,000 from Shimon. So in this case, Rav holds both, even Rav Yehuda would agree, that Sadech HaBriv is Takitz also. That it's also to give the field in this type of a case, and the Lekeh can eat the Peiris. Because since it was a loan, it's possible that you may pay the money back later, and then the Peiris, Lekeh in between, was like ribis. So if so, what's the Machlekes over here? What did Rav Yehuda say? What was the Maisa that it's Mutter? What does Rav Yehuda say that it's Mutter? I say, Rav learns, V'hocha B'ribis Amanas L'Hachzerik Ibnayu. That Avada Lekech makes up and says that on the tzad that you'll pay me back the money later and I have to give you back the field, Enechanami, I'll also pay you back for the peris that I had in between. So that's the question, is allowed to eat ribis now on a suffix that on the tzad it comes out to be ribis later, he says we'll pay you back, so is that mutter or not? Ikebenayu. Masav Rosachom say even that is also. The Maisav Lekech is eating ribis, that's also. Well, Masav, on this of you, the old no mutter. That since on the tzad it'll come out to be ribis later, the lekech agrees to pay back the money. So if it's not similar, like it's doing an issa, so here's the machlekes. But in a case like this, where it's real halvor, and Rav holds even Rav Yehuda would agree that tzadech ribis is also. If you don't mean to play, if you don't pay it back, avad you would be doing an issa. Then it says in the Mishnah, Meisa Moich, let's say the Moich dies within the first year, so you go benoy his son that yashins him as a right to redeem the field back. Remark sheets, like, why not? He's the Yerush. So as a matter of time, I would have thought to say, the Pesach says, V'yishki yimkar beis moishav, a person that sold his house, Omer Rachmanam. For I love mecher, he's not the meichel, he's not the one that sold it. Maybe only the one that sold it could redeem it back. But maybe the son not. The Mor says, K'mashma no, the Pesach says, for oysu gulosoi, mashma mikol makam. Rashi says, mashma, should have said, Yigolenu Atoim Shanas Mimkaroi. Midishonab the Ruah, because of a hoisogulosoi, Mashmafi Afilwai Deyacher. Even through someone else, even through your son also, could redeem back the field as long as it's during that first year. Then the Mishnah says, what's going to be made from Lakeh? Let's say Lakeh dies. There's also Yigol Miyad Benoi. This, you have a right to be paid to it, to redeem it back from the son. Again, Pshita, why not? You're the original Maicha, you could redeem it back. So again, Madatem, I would have thought to say, the Pasuk says, L'koin Oysa Amarachmana. You could only buy it back from the one that bought it. For Ho Loikana, and the son did not buy it, only the father bought it. Yes, Kamash Malano. Again, the Pasuk says, V'oysa Gulasa Mikoma Kamash anyway. Yeah, then the Mishnah says, Ein Moinin Loishone El Mishor Shemoch at the time when you sold it. So he said, Rashi learned, the case was again that Reuven sold his field to Shimon, and then a month later, Shimon sold it to Levi. So Reuven loses his rights to buy it back after the first year, from the time that he first sold it to Shimon, and not from the month later when Shimon sold it to Levi. So Torah Rabbanan went like this. Shana, the Pasuk says Shana, you can buy it back within a year. Any day, I'm not sure, in Shana L'Rishon, you go back to the first one you sold it to, when in Nisan, when Reuven sold it to Shimon, im shana l'sheni, or the go boss the ear, when Shimon sold it to Levi, ki shuwem, when the person says, ad malois loy shana t'mimo, hevi shana l'rishon. It means what? Malois loy means when it finished your year. It means the time when Reuven sold it, if Reuven sold it at Nisan, so his year is up next Nisan. Even though later Shimon sold it to Levi, but we go bust to the first sale when Reuven sold it. So now when it comes next Nisan, the field takes is by Levi. So the question is, Lemi Cholet, to who do we say the field remains now? Who does it become like a stay achuza? Who keeps it? The first one or the second one? So Rav Lezer Raimel Rishon Cholet, it remains now by the first one. Meaning to say that Shimon still has another month to buy it back yet from Levi, because it's cholit as if now if it belongs to Shimon. Rabbi Yechonon Amanal l'sheni cholit. It goes to the second one where it is right now, and therefore Shimon cannot redeem it back from Levi, but rather it stays by Levi, the one that has it right now. So bishleim of the Reb Lezer, it's good. L'didei kominyonin. We go according to him. We keep the cheshbon of his. Meaning to say that when Reuven sold it to Shimon, so when the year's up, Reuven can't get it back anymore. So Mela, when Shimon bought it, like Shimon has it, now Shimon sold it to Levi. So true, Shimon has the year from the time he sold it to Levi to buy it back. But about the Svaris, it should go to Shimon. Elul Rabbi Yechon, in my time, what's on Rabbi Yechon? Says, no, Shimon doesn't have it, but it stays by Levi. Amar Rabba Bamamol, the Svar is like this, that my Machol Arishon Sheni, when Shimon sold his field to Levi, what did Shimon sell to Levi? My Machol Arishon Sheni, Kol Tzuchush Atav Liyodoy, any schus that he has in his hand. So therefore, when Shimon sold his field to Levi, Shimon sold my Machol Arishon Sheni, Kol Tzuchush Atav Liyodoy, Liyodoy, any schus that will come to him. So when Shimon sold it to Levi, he gave away all the schusim to Levi. So even though when Reuben's year is up, really it should go to Shimon, but Shimon already sold it to Levi, therefore the field now remains by Levi. Omer Rababa Bamamol, Mocha Shnei Batei Ori Chayma, person sold two houses in a city that has a chayim around it. It was like this, Echad Bechemisha Sabiyad Arishin, one house Reuben sold on the 15th day of Adarishin, the Yechod be Echod be Adarishin, in the second house he sold 15 days later, the first day of Adarishin. So now the locker is, you have right to redeem it back for one full year. So Zeshemacholoi be Adarishin, Kivon Shigia Yoim Echod be Adarishin, Abo also Loishana. Even though you sold that field later, 15 days later, the next year, when the next year is not an Ibiyot, it doesn't have 2 months to it. So when it comes Rosh Chodesh Adar, your year is up. But there Shemachol Bechemish Asa Shalad Rishon, but the one that you sold 15 days before this, which was the 15 days of Adar Rishon, that year is up the next year on the 15th day of Adar. Is Loyosa Loyshon Ad Chemish Asa Biyadar. Comes out the one you sold first, you have more time to redeem it than the one you sold second. Shoshan Abu. So this Gemara says, Maskel of Ravina, Ravina asks a question back. For Leimelei, the Gemara let him say, no Kodim Shochen Nura, like I started to heat up the house first. Mikama Lidok, before you made the second sale. So, if I sold the first one, why didn't you have a taina? How could the second one redeem it later? I warmed up the house first, meaning I sold my first. So, if you sold your field first, how could you redeem that one later after the second one? Doesn't make sense. But this the Amalei said back to him, no. At Nachas Liburai, that we came into an Ibiyah. So when you sold yours on Rosh Chodesh Adesheni, Lamaisis Rosh Chodesh Adar, the next year there are no 2 months, Samela Rosh Chodesh Adar is your year up. But I sold mine the 15th day of Adar, Senechanami. Means till the next year, 15th of Adar. And a similar shayla was the Yomer Rababa Bamamel. No, let's say somebody had two sheep born to him. They were both bechayrim. Echad bechamisha asa shalad rishon. V'yechad biyechad biyad rasheni. Now zeshenil loy biyad rasheni, the one who was born biyechad of Adesheni, Kivan Shgiya Yom Echad B'yad Rasheni, Kivan Shgiya Yom Echad B'yad Rishol Shana. But when it comes next year, when it comes Rosh Chodesh Adar, so Lachav HaBechor is, you're supposed to finish using it within the first year, whether it's for Korban or whether it's a Mum Tidit, you're supposed to bring it by the first year. So also Lashona, it finishes your year, you have to finish it, bring it for Korban before the Rosh Chodesh Adar. But the one, the Bechor, that was born to you this year, on the 15th day of Adarishan, his year is not finished till next year, on the 15th day of Adar. So again, it comes out, the one that was born later has longer time than the one that was born earlier. So again, Maskula Ravina, Pelemele, why can he say back? I'm first here eating the vegetable before yours. Again, like the Chura, if this one was born first, how could he have a longer time to bring it for carbon? And the answer again is, Mishum Diyomle, you have a right to say back, Ab Nechisas Libura, Ano Le Nechisno Libura. You took place in the second Iber Chodesh. Therefore, you lose out, but I was born on the 15th, the first one, I'm not the Yibur, therefore I do not lose that, but I have longer. So Mora says, Asul Lomla, what are the two cases, but they're both saying the same Svara. Hein Rach. So Mora says, yes, there's a difference. Mazatayim, I would have thought to say, Hosum Nechsev Tamima, only by what by being goyal to redeem it back the first year, it says tamim, a complete full year. So if we have to wait mamash till the next year, the 15th day of Adar. But also like Siv Tamima here by Bechor doesn't say the word Tamima. Maybe like Kamash Malon. The Shona Shona Ma'adadi Gamri, we learn how it says the word Shona by Bechor, says the word Shona by redeeming it back this first year, Yobati Ma'arichayma. So you learn how one from the other, it's Mamash a complete year. Tamima means we have before from day to day, from day to day. So Melo, this one was born the 15th day of Adar, the year is up for us the next year on the 15th day of Adar. Just to learn that one from the other, says to me, no, that's not enough just to wait 12 months till next year on Tes Vav Bishvat, rather it's a complete year. So it was born this year on Tes Vav the Adar, even though it's Adar Rishon, you have to wait next year not only 12 months, but you have to wait till Tes Vav Adar, not Tes Vav Bishvat. Now the Mishnah says, Kishuwaima Tanima, and then Rebbe Yoima Litain Shinasi Burei. Turn around, Pasuk says Shana Tamima. Rebbe Yom means to say Moina Shalosh Meyos 360 V'Chamish Yom 65 days. Keminyan Yemoisachama. That's what the pasuk means. Tamima, complete year, means a sun year. V'Chol Maimer No Moina Shnei Masachos from Yom Liyom from Nisar V'Nisar B'Loi. It's 12 months, the moon year, and if it comes out to be an extra month in the year to others, you have to count 13 months that year. All right, turn over, continue on the other side.